It is really great to be with you this morning. My family's been part of this church for 6 years, as Lizzie said, and my job is that I work with international students for a charity called Transformations Leeds, and I've been supporting Leeds University Christian Union this week in International Freshers Week. And as you can see from these photos, they've had a fantastic time. And really big welcome to any international students if this is your first time in church. Welcome to you. I'm going to talk for about 20 minutes to explain a bit more about what this text means. And the great thing about the Bible is that it's relevant to us whether this is your first time in church or whether you're a regular here. But before I do that, I've got a question for you that I would like you to discuss with somebody sat nearby. My question is, what comes into your mind when you hear the word family? When you hear the word family, what thoughts, pictures, words, ideas come into your mind? Go, turn to the person next to you and discuss that. Okay, so I don't know what you were discussing, but for me, when I think of family, a few different thoughts come to mind. First of all, I think of my wife Ruth and our kids, and I smile because I love them and they are a gift. I also feel tired because my boys, 7 and 3, have a lot of energy and sometimes wake us up at 5 in the morning. I also think of my sister who has recently moved to Canada, and that's a long way, and that makes me feel a bit sad. And I also think of my parents, and I feel thankful. They live near London, and I feel thankful for all that they have done for me. So why have I asked you to think about family? Well, today's topic is about being God's family. And this is actually the third topic in a series on vision that we've been having this month. And today, when we look at family, I want to look at it in two parts. Firstly, the invitation to join God's family. And secondly, what is it like to be part of God's family? Like all families, there are joys and responsibilities. And as I do this, I'll be referring to the text that was read from the Bible. Now, for those of you who are new, the Bible is actually consists of lots of different books. There's history, law, there's different poetry and prophecy, but today we're going to look at a letter. And this was written by a man called Paul about AD 60, so almost 2,000 years ago. And he wrote it to a group of Christians in a city called Ephesus, which is in modern-day Turkey. So firstly, the invitation to join God's family. First, let's look at the beginning of the text that was read to us, and that has a little 8 next to it. For those of you who are new to reading the Bible, the big numbers are the chapters and the little numbers are the verses. This is just to help us to find our way around. So let me read that together. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. What does this mean? Well, something that helps us to understand the Bible is when we read it in either our own language, if we have English as a second language, or you can read it in a translation which is a bit more simple than this. And I found one called the Easy English Translation, which translates it like this. God has saved you only because he himself is so very kind. He has saved you because you believe him. You could not save yourselves, but it is God's gift to you. He has not saved you as a result of any good thing that you yourselves have done, so nobody has any reason to say how good they themselves are. You might notice how many times it says the word being saved. God saved you, he has saved you, you could not save yourselves. You might ask, what are we saved from? The Bible tells us that God saves us from lots of different things. From shame, from guilt, from darkness, punishment, fear, being alone, and from ourselves. These are all things that everybody can experience. However, those who accept God's invitation to be saved are not just saved from things, but are saved into something. We are saved into God's family. And I want to talk about what being saved into God's family involves. This invitation is extraordinary because God gives us honor when he does this. Being honored is very important in many cultures around the world. Your status is dependent upon who you have connections with. Some might say it's about being given face. To illustrate this, I'd like you to imagine that you receive an invitation from somebody very important. Maybe you get an invite for tea with the Queen. Or maybe David Beckham invites you to appear on a TV program with him. Or Benedict Cumberbatch phones you because he wants you to star with him in your next film. Whatever it is, you'd be excited about it. You'd be pleased. You'd put it on Facebook, you'd tell your friends. Why? Because the fame, the money, the respect that they have is being given to you by your connection with them. And it is similar, but on a whole different level with God. The one true God is the creator of the universe. He is the one who made everything by bringing harmony out of chaos. As a creator, he is not limited to any locality. He is the God of the whole world. God is also the ruler of the world, the king. In the Bible, the name King of Kings is given to God's Son. He is the highest sort of royalty. He has all the power. And God is the father of human family. He is the perfect father. Now, some of us may not have had good fathers. Maybe we've had fathers who are distant, cold, violent, or overbearing. That is not what God our Father is like. He is the complete opposite. He is warm. He is close. He cares for us. He is the perfect Father that so many of us have been looking for. So firstly, this invitation to join God's family gives us honor. Secondly, it is a free gift. If you look in verse 9, it says this: not by works, so that no one can boast. In many cultures and religions, you might expect that being honored comes from being a good person, being a respectable person, achieving a lot. But that isn't what it says here. In fact, God seems to give this gift to those who realize that they need it most. This is not the type of gift that I give my children if I tell them to tidy their bedroom and then they can have the gift of watching TV. This is not the type of gift that a parent gives a child if they say, pass the exam, work hard, and then you can have this as a present. No, no, no. This is freely given to anybody here today if you want to join God's family. All you have to do is acknowledge your need. Joining God's family, thirdly, requires a change of loyalty. So far, it sounds so easy, doesn't it? I mean, who doesn't want this? To be given honor? To have a free gift? It seems so easy. But actually, it also requires a change of loyalty in our hearts. That no longer can we live to our own priorities. You heard so well from Bob how he described the change in priorities in his life. And that when we have loyalty to our Father God, that comes ahead even of loyalty to our own parents. And that is something which is really, really difficult for many of us to do. I would love you to join God's family here today, but I would also ask you to consider it carefully, because this is the sort of loyalty that God wants. A course that Bob mentioned that would really help you if you're an international student today to consider this decision to join God's family is the Introduction to Jesus Christ and the Bible course. You should have one of these flyers in a pack or speak to Laura at the end. This is a great opportunity to explore these questions, to think about who is God? Why did Jesus come? What does it mean to follow Jesus? You get a free meal every week. Meet at the Parkinson Steps at 6:15. You get to meet friendly people. I mean, really, international students, there is nothing better that you could do with your time than to come along to this. Food, friendly people, find out about faith. Every Wednesday, 6:15, Parkinson Steps, come along. Or if you're not an international student and you'd like to find out about faith, come to the Alpha course and speak to Lizzie.